Hare Krishna. Welcome back to our discussion on energy, positive thinking sutra. We are now discussing about the prescription and the diagnosis. So the principles, six principles, and the preceding discussion before that comprise the prescription. Now we are discussing the diagnosis. How can we apply these principles in our life by which we can experience an increase of positive thought processes in our life? So we'll discuss this application in terms of an acronym PIES, P-I-E-S. So P refers to physical quotient, I to intellectual quotient, E to emotional quotient, and S to spiritual quotient. The physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual, these we can say are the four broad dimensions of our life. And to the extent we take care of these four dimensions, to that extent we can move onwards steadily in whatever we are doing. So P, physical quotient. We are, as we discussed, eternal souls. We are spiritual beings, but right now we are existing in a particular physical body, and we need to take care of this body adequately. The Bhagavad Gita states that yuktahara viharasya, we need to regulate. We regulated in all our activities without going towards excessively more or excessively less, too much or too less. Natyashnutastu yogosti na chaikanta manashnutaha. So a proper balance of rest, exercise, and diet, this takes care of our physical side. In this, especially from the spiritual perspective, the diet that we take, if we spiritualize the diet, that can have all-round benefits for us. How can the diet that we take physically be spiritualized? You know, that is the whole magic of sanctification of food through prasad. So when we take vegetarian food, that is offered to the Supreme through the process of devotion, then the contact with the Supreme that happens in a spiritual way with that food, that sanctifies us. So taking prasad is a way in which we can spiritualize and harmonize our diet and take care of our physical quotient properly. So prasad is not just some morsel of food that we might get after some aarti, some ritual of worship. Actually, all the food that we take can and should be prasad. When we prepare that food with the intention of offering it to God in devotion, just as a child offers to parents, may offer a father's chocolate on a birthday. Similarly, we know that everything has come from God and we offer it to Him with devotion. Then that devotional disposition pleases God, who infuses, permeates, surcharges the food with spiritual potency and blessings. That is, the physical quotient is taken care of by prasad. Then we have the I, the intellectual quotient. That can be taken care of by swadhyay. So the intelligence is not just a matter of knowing this subject or that subject, memorizing a lot of facts, being a live-walking encyclopedia. Intelligence essentially means the capacity to discern. To discern between the temporary and the eternal, between the short-term, the long-term, the material, the spiritual, the beneficial, the harmful. And this discerning of capacity is strengthened by the study of scripture, which is called as swadhyay. So just as a blunt knife cannot cut through things, but a sharp knife can. Similarly, our intelligence, we all have certain information processing capacity, we have certain analytical capacity, we have certain memorization capacity, but all these capacities, they need to be used properly. If our intelligence is blunt, then we cannot see beyond the surface of things. We get caught in surface appearances of things and thereby we stay trapped. But if we can penetrate beyond the surface of things, see the deeper reality, then we can move onwards in our journey towards long-term good. Because sometimes some things may seem immediately pleasurable, but they are in the long term harmful. Other things may immediately not be pleasurable, they may be unpleasant, but they may be benevolent in the long run. So intelligence, that intelligence to see the long term clearly, that is strengthened by scriptural study, swadhyaya. So swadhyaya, swadhyaya, studying of scripture, that strengthens our intelligence, nourishes our intelligence. Now, E is the emotional quotient, that is taken care of by satsanga. Satsanga means association of the saintly, of those sat, of those who are pursuing the truth. Emotional quotient, emotional sensitivity, which we talk about, emotional intelligence is what many researchers now consider very important for especially teamwork and group interactions. A person with high EQ can succeed where a person with high IQ but low EQ will not be able to. So the emotional quotient can be strengthened by people who have their emotions under control and know how to channel their emotions. We cannot and we should not suppress our emotions, but at the same time we should not be suppressed by our emotions. We can't let our emotions control and dominate us. So regulating and channeling our emotions, just like if there's water flow, if the water overflows, there may be a flood. If the water doesn't flow at all, if it's completely dammed and blocked, then there may be a drought. But there has to be a proper channelization and regulation of the flow of water. Similarly, the emotional energy that goes through us, that needs to be properly regulated and channeled. And such regulation and channeling can happen when we are situated in spiritual truth. So saintly people, they know how to regulate their emotions, not get devoured by their emotions, but to direct those emotions properly. So when we associate with the saintly, we too learn to grow emotionally, we grow emotionally and we develop the emotional intelligence, the sensitivity, the maturity and the clarity by which we can let our emotions energize us in right direction and not let our emotions direct us in wrong directions. And an S is spiritual quotient. So spiritual quotient is that our spiritual need is taken care of by sadhana. Sadhana or spiritual practice refers to the practice of processes that connect us with the supreme spiritual reality, who in his highest manifestation is God, who is reflected, who is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita to be Krishna. By the name Krishna he is addressed. So when we have spiritual practices as a regular part of our life, this a regimen of spiritual practices is called a sadhana. And when we practice sadhana, by such sadhana we move onward steadily towards attaining higher fulfillment in our life. We, by the practice of spirituality, by the practice of spirituality as implemented through sadhana, we connect with the highest spiritual truth, and God is omnipotent. When we connect with Him, then His omnipotence becomes a channel for us to overcome our inner obstacles and move onwards in our purposeful decision making and execution for achieving inner fulfillment and outer achievement. So in this way, by taking care of pies, the physical side we take care by prasad, the intellectual side we take care by sadhyay, the emotional side we take care of by satsang, and the spiritual side we take care of by sadhana. By these, this will can comprise a all-round program of inner development and unleashing the positivity within us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.